I know it is. Good job, Kyle.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camrell RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. All right, so, Hugh, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting live once again from the NovaCare Complex. First full day of pads tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's the real deal here on the field. So it's going to be a big show. Make sure to be tuned in, both on, you know, radio, Odyssey app, and, of course, YouTube, if you're one of the people we'll get to in a few minutes. But, Hugh, tomorrow around noon, at noon, actually, there's going to be something special going on our live stream on YouTube. So we're going to be doing the show live here at Champ Camp. We may have some players. It may be right after the players, however it kind of works out. But tomorrow, during our show at noon, there will be a split screen up on YouTube.
Yes. Are we streaming?
We are streaming. We'll be on, as we always are. Mm-hmm. But the other side of the split screen will be a camera over at FDR Park, because tomorrow is the pivotal game three between Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera.
Not the pivotal game three.
Isn't it pivotal? It's 1-1.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is kind of the swing game.
And Jack had a hell of a bounce back.
Oh, he was great in baseball. I mean, I was on vacation that week, and he sent me his stats that night, and I knew he dominated. So tomorrow, it is Fritz, DeCamera, tennis, FDR Park at noon. You can go out there and watch them. Or if you want to stream it, you can watch it on YouTube tomorrow. Split screen, half our show, and we'll be commentating you live as best we can, watching it ourselves.
Cool beans.
And talking about it. So what's the initial feeling going into this one? I felt great about Jack in baseball. I thought he was going to do it. He did it. He was actually dominant even more than I thought. I mean,
he was lights out.
Completely dominated, as he should have, based on who he is and what he's done in the past. Good. And and that was great. And now we got an even series here. But this one is the swing game. Next is running. Joe has already told us the guy, he needs surgery or some sort of procedure.
He had it growing. Hit home run.
There's no shot Joe's winning running. I mean, I think there's zero shot. Unless Jack falls over and breaks his leg, Jack's going to win running. So to me, tomorrow decides, does Jack win this in four or is this going five?
I see where you're going with this. Yeah, because Joe DeCamera already has kind of like a built-in excuse, if you will, with the groin thing. And I saw him working out. He had the camera person filming the camera.
Oh, on the steps.
He was trying to get his leg right or whatever. Yep. Lateral movement might be a problem for Joe. But
he has played tennis more recently. Jack has said he hasn't played in a long time.
And I tell you what, I remember one time, and I know Ike probably won't tell this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Uh-oh. Me and Ike played John McEnroe, right? And so Ike had it in his mind that we were going to beat John McEnroe. Right.
Like the John McEnroe?
The only one that I know of.
Yeah, right. The tennis one.
Because, you know, he's a little older. Dude, John. See, if you're good at tennis, I don't know how good Joe DeCamera is. But if you're good at tennis, you can kind of anticipate where the ball's going to go.
Sure. So it helps.
You don't have to move as much. Because when I tell you, me and Ike out there against, and that thing was, that thing was humming. It was humming, and he just stood in one place because he had like you said, pitchers, location. He just put it – he just going back and forth across the field, across the court, and it was nothing we could do about it. It was
so
embarrassing.
You're saying experience is
– Well, if Joe DeCamera can play – see, I don't know if he can play.
So it's not – the way I'm reading is it's not so much the level of the current athlete. It's more of – the experience, and if you know what
you're
doing.
Yes, if you know how to work the angles, and you have great anticipation.
That would tell me tomorrow is slight advantage Joe.
It feels like it might be.
Okay.
Because, like I said, John McEnroe sat out there, and I don't recall him in my memory moving at all. Like, he probably, you know, slid. Like, it was kind of like a sachet. It wasn't like any quick movements.
That feels like DeCamera at this point. More sachet than quick
movements. Yeah, and I don't – and
sachet feels a little too graceful for whatever we're going
to
call
it. Well, and I would venture to think that Jack's kind of probably going to be hyped. He hasn't played in a while. The adrenaline is going to be flowing. That might work against him.
Coming off a win.
Yeah, it might work against him.
This thing's going five.
I think so, too. If I had to wager on it, Emmanuel Classe style, potentially, I would bet on DeCamera tomorrow, Jack clear favorite in running, and then we're off and running.
It's for the best. I mean, having it come down to the final event being basketball, that's going to be awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm very excited.
So
where's that going to be? The Palestra?
Might be.
Can we fill it?
We might be able to. Did you see the baseball crowd?
It was a pretty nice crowd.
Yeah.
So So basically, what we're thinking is, say, fast forward, and this Joe wins tomorrow, then he bows out of running, right?
I could see him taking off, and then, oh, my leg hurts, and it's like it's a Mickey Mouse Jack win, easy.
Hmm.
And then,
so wait a minute, what are they running? A sprint or a distance?
I don't know. The last time I heard this was a few weeks ago when the afternoon show had Joe on trying to hammer down all of the elements.
I think it's a sprint.
It's a sprint.
So like 50 yards, 100 yards?
Then the last time we did sprints around here, Angelo Cataldi pulled both hamstrings, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah. I mean,
By the way, the camera can't bow out of the running thing.
I agree.
That's totally against the spirit of the
competition. But couldn't you see him pulling up and say, my leg hurts, and Jack just wins, and he kind of gives it to him?
But that's so lame. I mean, what's the point of even doing it then?
I know. I'm just telling you what I think might happen here. All right, tomorrow, noon, both at FDR Park, you want to watch it live, or the live stream on YouTube. We'll carry it during our show. Split screen, us doing the show, maybe some Eagles players in here. Other side of the screen will be Jack and Joe in tennis.
How about replacing it with an Oklahoma drill?
Oklahoma.
Wait, are we putting... are we going to put, like, real blockers in the middle? Like, who's the defense?
No. Well, the Oklahoma drill is they lay on their backs and they get up and collide.
Yeah, but if my memory serves, when I played, and this was in high school a million years ago, but, like, there was, like, a lineman in there. It's like, you got to get past the lineman and then you got to get past the player.
I don't remember there being a lineman.
It's just like you try to – it's a man whoop a man. Yep. You get up off your back and just try to run somebody over.
Yeah, it's a full-speed collision.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
So who wins in that?
Oh, I got money on Jack.
I think the camera might crumble.
I got money on Jack.
So you want to replace basketball with the Oklahoma drill or replace running?
No, replace running. I mean, with something that they're both going to at least, like, I don't know. It's not going to be entertaining if the camera just bows out of the running.
Well, I agree with that. The bottom line is I think someone's probably going to get seriously into the running. So
sure.
We'll see what it looks like by the time we get to basketball.
You
but tomorrow,
suggested Power Slap?
Power Slap would be a good event. You ever seen them Power Slap?
Yeah, you sent me
the
video.
They slap people to sleep.
Their eyes start moving in different places.
They'd be slapping.
Now we're just creating events for our entertainment. It's not about competition.
Yeah, no,
this is about watching one of those two get slapped across the face.
I wouldn't mind watching that.
I would either. All right, let's go to John in Oxford says, stop it, Hugh. So we'll take that call next. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, John. What's up?
So I got a question for Hugh.
Yes.
So listen, former Eagle, you know, thank you for all your services. You hang out with some cats that have some cash. How can you not pull a box and sit in the warmth?
What do you mean?
He's saying you can just get a sit in a nice spot, maybe sit in one of the suites.
How come we can't pull
the rest
box,
of us could sit outside and you could be in the
correct.
Box?
Correct.
Okay. I always sit in the box. I was thinking about you people I said that.
No,
I mean, I wasn't. This wasn't. Listen. The last time I was outside when the game was played was when I was playing. I sit in the box every time the Eagles are at home in inclement weather or whatever.
Well, then what's the big idea?
I'm looking out for the people.
No, you're not.
Why do you think I was that's been my whole spiel? I don't sit outside.
Option. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Option number one. How about we just make everything super box in the entire stadium? And then just let the players play on the field in the element.
That's kind of funny.
It's not funny.
No, because then everyone's warm, but everyone gets to watch the game in elements.
It's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
Not really.
I like it.
It's not funny.
I mean, I'd like it better than your ridiculous idea of a dome everywhere.
Listen, if a dome was here, everybody would enjoy the dome.
Well, no. You know what we do? We would get soft. Like, you've gotten soft.
I'm not soft. I'm progressive.
We would accept it.
I'm progressive.
You know what's going to happen? And John, good phone call. They're going to do this. I mean, like, I see where this is going. I'm not naive, right? They're going to do this.
Where are they going to put it, though?
Well, I haven't brought this up yet, but I noticed something in the survey. So I took the survey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you noticed the same thing. I noticed. I'll let you cook on this one, though.
So the first question was, what is your zip code? I put my zip code in. And then eventually, after a few questions, then one of the other questions was, how far would you be willing to travel to go to a game? Which I thought was weird, because what would my travel change if you build on the same site? It's not going to change regardless if there's a roof or not. My thought was, after I went through it, that they're thinking about leverage. If they can't get the funding they want,
they're going to New Jersey.
that they might – I don't know if they actually would do it, but maybe – how the Sixers threatened to go to Jersey until they got what they wanted?
They going to camp?
Well, I don't know where they would go. South Jersey's camp. I don't know where they put this.
The Camden Eagles?
I don't know where they would go. But you saw that too?
They had how far are you willing to travel?
Right, so what does that mean? That means they might consider moving this. If they can't do it where it is now, maybe the site would be somewhere else.
This was eerily similar to what I remember when they were trying to get the Lincoln Financial built. And there was threatening. Well, there were talks about going to L.A. I remember that. I remember that vividly.
L.A. is in Los Angeles.
Yes, I remember that because, you know, Jeffrey Lurie, Mr. Lurie is a big movie guy. And there was some conversation about that. I don't know how close they were to doing that, but there was some conversation about that.
Yeah, South Jersey and L.A. are two totally different things.
Totally different things. South Jersey, though, can you see the Eagles in South Jersey, though?
I mean, I can't see them anywhere but where they are now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
you know what happens in these stadium talks? Someone says no to funding, and then you say, well,
okay, we'll go across the bridge.
Right, yeah. I mean, I almost now expect them to use
leverage.
Yeah, and it's probably South Jersey. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where else would
you... where would you go, though? I mean, I would imagine it had to be on the waterfront. It has to be.
I just, the idea of this, it'd be so weird.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you actually talk about it, it is.
But I saw that. I was like, why would they ask this? Like, why would they ask how far I'm willing to drive to go to a game? Like, what do you mean? Where
else? You know, at this point, if that's the question is being asked, then the conversation, like, a site has been chosen. You would think.
Oh,
potential site has been chosen.
Well, I mean, this stuff always moves faster than we think. Like, we might say, oh, they have 7 years left on the Link lease. Yeah,
they're thinking about it already.
Within 2 or 3 years, the planning for whatever's coming next is going to happen. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnamon's, and then we'll check in with you people. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's
Ken.
Going on?
So, before I get to the Phillies, you don't let these people get you down about the Riesling. All right, if my recollection is correct, your appreciation for wine is kind of a newfound thing, and it's starting to grow and burgeon. And I have a cellar that averages around 150 bottles of all kinds of different varietals, all kinds of different places around the world at any one time. And there's nothing wrong with drinking Riesling. The whole point of what you're drinking is associated with what you're eating. And so if what you're eating pairs better with a Riesling or a Fumé Blanc or something else, don't let these people like Joe Giglio get you down that you're less of a man if you're not drinking Cabernet.
So right? I know I get your point, Ken, and I like wine. I'm a wine guy. Now Hugh's a new wine guy. My point was when you mix that with Hugh wanting a dome, we've totally lost who this person used to be. It's just like Riesling and a dome.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Hold up, kid. You eat food with your wine? I just drink mine.
Most of us do. You're the crazy one.
It actually makes it better. You.
I usually just crack the bottle and take it to the head.
Fill your Bucky's cup with it.
Makes both of them better. So, you come on over sometime. I'll take you on a tour of
I don't. California. You know what, Ken? I can tell you right now. I don't drink wine the way that traditional people drink it. It's more like what Kyle said. Every now and then, I put it in a wine glass.
He was trying to get banged up.
But that Bucky's cup is cool. That Bucky's cup is all right.
I think we can just say that for anything. I don't do most things the way other people do most things. That's Hugh Douglas. Go ahead, Ken.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just as long as you're not putting ice in that glass. Then
I definitely don't put ice in it.
On the Phillies, look, you asked a question about what would you, I would be willing to trade Alec Bohm for anything at this point. So if our concern about bringing in Suarez to play third base, I don't care if he's 34 years old. If our concern about bringing him in to play third base is that we already have Alec Bohm, then we really don't have any concerns because Alec Bohm is the definition of disposable. On this roster. So if there's a way to get that deal done, and, you know, if you have to include Alec, I can't believe anybody would give up anything of value for Alec Bohm, but if you have to give up Alec Bohm to get that deal done and get him in here, because that is a right-handed bat that really does change the complexion of your lineup. And to be honest, they've replaced that right-handed. When Jason Worth left, it took them 10 years to replace that right-handed bat in the lineup, and that was Rhys Hoskins. And now he's gone, and they've never replaced Rhys Hoskins in the lineup. So absolutely positively, if there's a deal to be made that brings him in here and it includes Alec Bohm, then I will help Alec Bohm load the moving truck.
Wow.
I'm with you, Ken. Let's do it. And there's no other way to frame it other than it's adding another potential, and he's almost there. He's 36 home runs. 50 home run bats in the lineup. Literally having two of those guys in the same lineup and also Bryce Harper. And Hugh, before we get to you people, what has happened the last 2 years in the playoffs? Eventually, teams just stop pitching to Bryce, right? They say,
we've seen that.
They've seen Alec Bohm, you beat us. Nick Castellanos, you beat us.
And we've come up short and when this happened. Like
now, that. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if Eugenio Suarez will do the damage. But here's what I do know, I believe. Teams aren't going to be as willing to just walk Bryce to get to Suarez. He's too good right now.
A little
now.
Bit protection.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's ultimate protection. You put Schwarber in front of him, and you put Suarez behind him. You've sandwiched him with 250 home run guys, and then also you have Trey Turner, who's close to leading the league in hits this year, atop the whole thing to get it revved up. That's how you have enough offense to go along with the starting pitching to go try to make a deep run. I'm in. Bohm, actually, I think it'd be easier to trade him in the deal because it makes things simpler with the defense. All right, let's get to you people, see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
And you people sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepick.nj.gov. Get ready, Hugh. They came at you heavy today. And it started when you were tanking that water ice at the beginning of the show.
Is that right?
Yeah, because your mouth was like really red. And you people found it funny. I found it very annoying. But you did look pretty funny when your lips were beet red and your mouth.
Thank you people.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Yep. A relatively good analogy from Hugh. What is going on today? I think that was the going home with the girl at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
One in the beginning.
Yeah, it was
of the
a
show.
Good one.
Yep.
It was a good one.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, thank you.
Now,
thank
Kyle
you.
And I quickly twisted it to yes, it's almost 2 a.m. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Or the Mets are going to go home with your girl. Yep. Yeah. So people were discussing how many sacks to take off of Hugh's total with the dome take. And I think we arrived at 10. I think this one was worth 10 sacks.
You're down to 70?
That's fine.
I'm going to take the liberty of taking them off his Eagles total just to see where he now ranks in Eagles history.
Right, yeah, okay. Hugh wanting a dome is big time suburban energy.
Wow.
I'm glad. Thank you for listening. They caught that. They caught the suburban. Well, I do kind of live in the suburbs now, and I do drink Riesling.
I mean, you are totally gone.
Sauvignon, was a Sauvignon Blanc, too.
Since
I think a bit
when did Douglas turn into such a bozo?
Fair. Totally fair.
Yeah, that was it's quick, firm, and harsh, that one. Hugh doesn't give a crap about winning. Never been a team guy. That one sounds like personal from your playing days.
That's not true.
I agree. I just thought you were a team guy. When you were here, at least.
I'm not. That's not true.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
That was funny, though.
Hugh
does
know a thing or two about workplace altercations.
I know, or three. I'm just saying, man. That's a little intimidating. Yeah. With a bat, and he like 6'6"? Bryce Harper like 6'6"?
We clearly established 6'2", 6'3".
Stop adding a height to Harper. He would tower over you, though.
He's tall.
Yeah, taller than you.
And I'm 6'2".
We need to find the picture of when Bryce was on the afternoon show at spring training, because Ike's 6'3", right?
Yeah, Ike's taller than me.
I don't think Bryce was taller than Ike.
You don't think so?
From the picture of my memory in my head, I don't think so.
Yeah, he might be like, I think he might be like 6'3".
But if he's not that, he's Ike's height.
Okay, that's 6'3". That's not 6'4".
That's 6'5".
Definitely
that's
not 6'6".
Ike is not 6'5".
You just said Harper was 6'6".
Listen, let me embellish the story that I wanted to embellish.
You're 5'8".
Let me embellish the story I wanted to embellish.
Okay. Well, Hugh wants a dome so bad and to be warm, maybe you should just go back to Atlanta.
Atlanta is nice, though. It's different.
But the stadium has no personality.
Well, you know, to be honest.
And don't say free soda to personality. Don't do that. Just don't do it.
Okay, fine.
All right, one more here. Hugh is focused on the wrong thing being built in the stadium. You should be less focused on the dome and more focused on the new stadium being wheelchair accessible.
That would hurt a little bit.
Well, we established your age when this new stadium is up.
Hey, hey, whoever did that with Touche, that was
to,
a good
we're
one.
We're going to have to be wheelchairing you.
That was a good one. I appreciate your creativity, even though you're crushing me on a daily basis. Where's TK when you need him? Because they be crushing TK.
Did they give him more Jolly Comps last week?
Man, oh, yeah. My goodness.
They called him a poor man's Paul Jolly, which might be the worst of them all.
Did you guys put up something to caption a photo of you guys in my Lada?
Yeah.
Right?
And that was small, medium, large.
Yeah, but I saw one. I forget what they called you and Jordan, but the caption for Tom was Junior Jolly.
That's so tough.
Yeah, that's tough. Love you guys, man. Hate the mean and hurtful comments that y'all say, but much love and respect.
They were
for
all
you guys.
Directed at you today.
Yeah, I see. I see. They're just mad because they're mad because I'm drinking Riesling.
Well, the dome
and
take
I have perspective. It is. It's mad because I'm evolving and I'm growing as a person.
Stop evolving.
I mean, it's the truth. I'm growing and evolving. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did the math on this. By dropping Hugh 10 sacks in an Eagles uniform, that puts him at 44.5.
Ooh. Something like that.
So he goes from that's ninth low. All-time down to 10th, barely above Josh Sweat, who is 11th.
Barely.
But the path for Nolan Smith to eventually overtake you is there. I mean, I don't know, three or four good years, five.
I mean, that
maybe.
Takes you out of Eagles Hall of Fame, though.
I ain't giving the jacket back.
Oh, hold, Kyle, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Ain't giving the jacket back.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would come take that jacket. It's going to be a fight.
I'm going to
go straight Bryce Harper. That's what we're going to start calling. When you get mad at somebody and want to curse,
Harper.
I'm about to go Bryce Harper on you.
Yeah, I regret to inform you by losing those 10 sacks, we may have – tomorrow we may have to vote as Houston Eagles.
It's a funeral for your Hall of Fame status.
We're going Bryce Harper on you.
You having to present the jacket back to the Eagles would be hilarious.
I wish somebody would come try to get that jacket. I don't know where it's at. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know where it's at?
No, I would tell them that. And then when they try to come into my house and take it, then that's where, you know, the fun starts.
All right. Before we hand it over, afternoon show coming up next, and we do appreciate everyone being part of the show today. Phillies tonight on the road in Chicago against the White Sox. You know, the Phillies have, they won 4 out of 6 against the Red Sox and Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
I do felt in both of the losses, they left some meat on the bone. Can I get a sweep this weekend? This week of the White Sox?
Come on, Hugh.
Can I get a sweep?
Yes.
Can you guarantee it?
Mm.
I want a sweep.
Mm. You know, I guarantee you we're gonna get Luis. We're gonna get the center fielder.
You're guaranteeing a trade for Luis?
You're guaranteeing we're trading for him?
Yes.
Can he just swap dugouts in the middle of the game?
Yes. That's what I guarantee you that one.
You're all in on Luis Robert, aren't you?
I think that's the move that sounds like it makes the most sense.
Well, you know, this week could be almost an audition. I mean, like, if
true.
And he's playing against the Phillies, so we'll see if he's in the lineup tonight and playing and see if he plays well against the Phillies. Phillies and White Sox, I think it's a 7:40 first pitch tonight. All right, we're back tomorrow here live at Champ Camp, of course, brought to you and driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. If you missed anything today, Odyssey app, rewind there. YouTube as well for the Jordan Davis and Dallas Goedert interviews. All right, afternoon show coming up next. Their final show before Jack and Joe DeMar. And tomorrow, live at noon during our show, you could stream the show on YouTube. Split screen. Us on one side at Eagles Camp. Other side, Joe DeCamera, Jack Fritz, live from FDR Park for tennis. All right, everyone, have a great rest of your day. Stay cool. We will talk to you tomorrow live, as we often are these days, at Champ Camp. Phillies and White Sox tonight. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.